Negotiations began in 2015 after the faculty unionized, and after tense bargaining sessions that lasted months, the contract was approved last night. NMC's Board of Trustees unanimously voted in favor of it.
On the whole, I'm satisfied with this contract. I think it retains the things that we're primarily interested in terms of institutional control.
That's Trustee Doug Bishop. The contract was also well received by the faculty. Nearly all of them voted for it. Bronwyn Jones teaches English at NMC and was a faculty representative in the negotiation process. She says the faculty's relationship with the administration has been tense and that they were conflicted over the contract.
They are conflicted because in this bruising long process, they have felt that their desire to bring their wisdom and their expertise to the highest levels of the workings of the college in a collaborative way have not been welcomed.
From the beginning, the faculty has talked about how it lost its voice at the college, particularly in 2007 when the faculty was no longer able to report directly to the board during meetings. Under the new contract, the faculty gets that back. They can talk during the faculty report section of board meetings without restrictions. The contract covers the next 2 years and includes scheduled pay increases. Jones says while faculty are accepting lower pay than they'd like under the contract, they are making other important gains.
The fact that we will be involved in the selection of the next college president and in the selection of the chief academic officers is very important to faculty.
Jones also says the faculty will now be invited to occasional president council meetings. Negotiations were at an impasse in August, according to a representative for the college. So why did that change? NMC's President Tim Nelson says a looming healthcare deadline contributed to speeding things up. The college needed its employees to select a healthcare plan.
Our sign-up period for healthcare is right now. I mean, it should be right now. It's been postponed till December 1st, I think. And so had we not come to an agreement, we might have had a different selection in terms of what the healthcare changes were going to be for the campus.
Faculty member Bronwyn Jones says she also thinks the election played a role. She says candidates running for the college's Board of Trustees talked about wanting to repair the relationship between the administration and faculty, and she thinks that may have put pressure on the administration to compromise more during negotiations. Mary Burgett is an instructor in NMC's math department.
This whole situation had a good upside in that we as faculty members really bonded and really came together.
But she says it's not all good.
We do not trust this administration or the board.
Birgit says the administration has undermined the faculty and has not been honest with them. She says it will take time to rebuild that trust. NMC President Tim Nelson says it will take both parties to build trust.
You can't lay trust or a lack of trust on any one side of multiple parties. Everybody has a role to play, and we'll have to work at that.
A contract for NMC's faculty chairpersons was also approved last night. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.